Some sad news passed along last Wednesday, and we're going to talk all about it today. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Creative Impact. My co-host is Deb Pollock, and she is the president and CEO of Creative Washtenaw. And good to talk with you again, Deb.
Yeah, David, man, what a week last week was. Thanks for keeping us up to date on all that breaking international, national, and local news. You know, our focus is local, and I want to hone in on that major announcement that last Wednesday, that despite signs that COVID was starting to be contained, the Ann Arbor Art Fair had been canceled for the second year in a row, causing quite a creative impact. Francis Todoro Hargraves, the executive director of the State Street District and its art fair, is here to help us understand the creative impact of this decision. So let's welcome her.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Francis.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Francis, first I want to offer really condolences. Canceling the fair had to be a difficult decision last year and an even more complicated one this year. Really kind of gut-wrenching.
Yes, it was. Yeah, we had a lot to go over, but there was a lot to consider for the safety of the artists and the community.
Yeah, so first, I didn't know that, or I may not have known that for some of our listeners. There are three fair organizations, each with its own board and own mission, who put on three independent fairs simultaneously that, to the general public, look and feel like one seamless, gigantic art fair. You are the director of one of those, the State Street District Fair. What is your mission compared to the other two fairs, the original Street Art Fair and the Guild of Artists and Artisans Art Fair?
So our mission goes back to the actual conception of the fair, along with the Street Art Fair, where they were originally located in the South U area. The State Street businesses put together their own organization, which operated its own fair, in order to bring artists into the community and bring that needed activity to the summer, which was so important 60 years ago when students would go away and it would get so quiet during the summer months.
Economic development and downtown vibrancy, it's a key theme we hear whenever we talk about the art fairs. Mo Riley of the original art fair told our own Lisa Berry here at WEMU that $15 to $18 million in direct money is generated during those fairs each summer. Destination Ann Arbor reports the collective fairs have an $80 million impact. Those are really big numbers.
Yes, they are. And it goes everywhere from hotels down to the local mom-and-pop ice cream shop. So it affects the whole gamut of our economy here in the city.
What does it mean to a mom-and-pop shop? I mean, bring it down to that scale. What does it mean not to have the art fair here?
So, especially if you're talking about something seasonal like ice cream, it means an entire month of expenses in the winter. So you could have a really good day during the art fair, and that can cover your expenses for January and help you get through those months. And that includes rent and all your utilities. So that's how big of an impact one day of the art fair can have.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Deb Pollock, my Creative Impact co-host, and we're talking with Francis Todoro Hargraves, the executive director of the State Street District Art Fair, about the Ann Arbor Art Fairs, which have now been canceled for a second consecutive year because of ongoing COVID-19 concerns.
So, how did the artist consider concern for your artist fit into your deliberations about the decision to close or not to have this fair?
There was a concern of their travel expenses. Ann Arbor is a long fair, so that means a lot of hotel stays and so on. So we wanted to make sure that if they came here, they would be able to be successful. And there was a concern about the crowd capacity and whether or not we could provide that success.
Well, you did make your announcement last Wednesday, and that came less than 24 hours before the Center for Disease Control and Prevention came out with its recommended changes to mask guidelines. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services followed suit. Have you had thoughts of, if only we would have waited a little longer?
Actually, no, because while the mask is great and it makes it more comfortable for people to come out without wearing it, the big concern was the capacity limit. So the Michigan Health Department had said we could only have 20 people per 1,000 square feet. So that's what limited our capacity and then the concerns about how many people we would be able to have here. And those are still in place.
So they're still in place, and it doesn't look, it's actually really confusing out there right now. I know we're all looking at that. The street closures in downtown continue, and there are, lots of people are asking questions about whether or not there might be a possibility that some sort of restaged, reimagined version of the art fair could take place any other time between now and when the snow flies. Is that possible?
I've learned in the last 13 months, anything is possible if we work hard enough. And being creative and experimental is what we need to do right now. So there's lots of conversations going on about programming that space that we do have every weekend and what we can do to help the economy over the summer.
It is one task for the administrators of the various art fairs in Ann Arbor to put this forth and to make these kinds of decisions, but I want to go back to the artists for just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
They make the bulk of their income at a few fairs around the country, including the Ann Arbor Art Fair. Have you had contact with those who had planned on coming and participating in your art fair as to whether or not they are surviving and making it through to other fairs and through online sales and being able to continue their creative works?
Yes, I do communicate with several of them, and it's a variety of things. One of our jewelers had a very good online presence, which she was able to improve upon, and early on was saying she was going to cut back on her number of fairs because her online was doing so well, her online sales. We did have some others who relocated to other parts of the country and had decided to restart themselves or reinvent themselves. And we do have others who were disappointed because Ann Arbor is their biggest show every year. And so they're going to miss out on those. But we also did keep in mind that we wanted to give them time to book another show if that was possible for them.
It sounds like that mix that we're hearing about visual artists, too. Some are doing okay, and others are really struggling. So, Francis, what about the fairs? Survival's got to be a big question for all of you. 2 years without any earned revenue. What is going to make it possible for you to survive into 2022? Is there community policy and assistance that's necessary to move forward for 2022?
Yeah, we'll be looking at all of the options to keep our nonprofit viable, as many other nonprofits are around the country at this time. So we're going to be looking at assistance and then also, again, being creative and experimental and seeing if there's other ways that we can generate that income as we go into 2022.
And what are your merchants thinking about that? Are they up to do that for that hard work? Because you are a merchants and an economic development kind of driver as the State Street District, a little different than the other two fairs who have more of a very specific arts focus. You kind of have a tandem reality.
Yeah, and our board of directors is really great. They're very involved. They're also young, so we do have a lot of folks who are looking at that experimental side and the opportunities that are out there for us, bringing it in together and looking at it as a whole. We love our artists. They do become part of our neighborhood. We understand that they are small business owners, like many of those in the State Street District. So we kind of work with them on that side of it, and we would never want to lose them because of that. But there are other things that we can do the other 360 days out of the year.
With that in mind, and from a broader perspective, as we assess what this pandemic has been like over the past 14, nearly 15 months now, how has the State Street District survived? Have we lost businesses?
We've lost a couple. We lost a few right away. Sadly, Espresso Royale, who had been there forever and become a staple, and a few others. The big guns, of course, we all know that Bivouac and Ashley's, Emden, they've held on, and they're really looking forward to the fall. We really believe that once the students are back, we're going to start seeing things come back.
And it looks as though Michigan Stadium may very well be full, and the economy could certainly use that, right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, thank you.
Well, we'll look forward to sunnier days for this 62-year tradition focused on art that has filled the streets of our communities with hundreds of thousands of people next year, and encourage people to safely get back out on the streets and enjoy our community. Thanks for being on our show, and we really appreciate your work, Frances.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That is Frances Todoro Hargraves, Executive Director of the State Street District Art Fair. We've been talking about the Ann Arbor Art Fair, which has now been canceled for a second consecutive year because of COVID-19. You can learn more about Frances and the affair on our website at WEMU.org. And Deb Pollock, we'll talk again next week.
Yes, with another Creative Washington guest.
Deb Pollock is President and CEO of Creative Washington, our partner in Creative Impact, a regular feature you hear each Tuesday. To learn more, again, go to our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.